Ever opened a door you wished you'd left alone? I was ego surfing, googling my name to see which parts of my life had somehow leaked onto the web. Usually, it's a letdown. That's been my experience in the past. You suddenly see the world through a different lens, one in which you're not much of a star. You're a supporting character at best, and the leading man has your name but a much better life. This time, I clicked on a story that was clearly about me. It was the time I had won first place in the Outer Banks Big Mouth Bass Tournament. I'd landed a 13-pound whopper and gotten my photo snapped at the end of the pier. There I was, happy as a soused clam, holding my prize fish like a conquering hero. But the photo had a strange tag, See Odds. Curious, I clicked on it. The link sent me to a betting website called diabolicalpropositionbets.onion, where the participants for the fishing tournament were listed, along with their odds of winning. I had been the longest shot, 200-1. I got shivers. Who would have made a proposition bet about me? The website included a historical index of proposition bets for many other events that rang very personal. Graduating from Wakefield High School. Promotion to regional manager at Gala Sporting Goods. Marriage to high school sweetheart. Purchaser of new home in Willow Springs. New father of twin girls. Purchaser of lavish fishing boat. In every proposition bet, I had been the longest shot. I ran a sweaty hand across my comb over and poured another Long Island iced tea. Then I resumed clicking through more bets based on my life's past events. Not an adulterer with a teenage cashier. Not experiencing male pattern baldness by age 30. Not suffering erectile dysfunction by age 31. Not divorced from high school sweetheart by age 32. Not losing job by age 33. Not losing custody of twin girls by age 33. Not bankrupt by age 34. Not an alcoholic by age 35. I pushed away from the computer. The worst parts of my life had been turned into online wagers, and the bets had all been worded in such a way that I was the longest odds every time, so that somebody could profit off my series of failures and miseries. This had to be a sick joke. Somebody had put together one very elaborate prank. However, there were so many details being posted that no single person in my life could possibly have known them all. For instance, Minnie, the cashier with whom I had had an extramarital fling, was the only one who knew about the affair. Nobody knew about this affair except my ex-wife. I suspected that Minnie and my ex-wife might have teamed up to put this whole shenanigan together, but even they didn't know about my recent alcoholic consumption of Long Island iced teas. I rolled my chair back to the computer and drained my glass. There were upcoming wagers listed. My eyes zeroed in on one in particular. Dead by age 36. Bells went off. Literally, bells were ringing on my computer. Somebody was trying to Skype me. I didn't recognize the incoming number. I hovered my finger over the mouse. Could this be the person who'd been wagering and profiting on every one of my life's major events? Had they discovered that I'd blundered upon their vast online gambling conspiracy? And if that's indeed who was calling me, did I really want to know who it was? Damn right I wanted to know who it was. I accepted the call. The face on the screen hit me like a Sidewinder missile. My father. Hey there, Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy was his nickname for me. Dad, this is a bad time. I'm in the middle of something. It's okay. You're not a dark horse anymore, Sonny Boy. Dark horse? What's that mean? It means the dark web has all sorts of interesting little corners. Corners where somebody can place a prop bet on anything under the sun. He gave me a fatherly wink. You've helped me build a splendid nest egg over the years, Sonny Boy. My mouth was hanging open so big I looked like the prize bass mounted on my wall. Now listen to me, Sonny Boy. You've got to hang in there a while longer, understand? Hang in where, Dad? Hang in life. Right now, the betting odds have you as the favorite to die by suicide. Your life has been trending down, and you're basically even odds to off yourself. Tears were running down my cheeks as I stared into my father's face. Hang in there for another couple years. Life will rebound, you'll see. And just when things are looking up and you're the dark horse again, then we'll make a killing.